Princeton. Even before his brief tenure as president of the College of New Jersey at Princeton, now Princeton University, the Reverend Samuel Davies played a part in its history. In turn, the college would play a role in healing the divide in the Presbyterian Church between the new light, new side, old light, old side split that had occurred between the early 1740s and 1758 and so troubled Davies. A desire to establish Princeton as a respected multi-denominational college and dispel the stigma that had been attached to log colleges, such as the one Davies had attended, persuaded the two sides to compromise and heal the schism. In 1753, Davies and Gilbert Tennent, another well-known Presbyterian minister, were chosen by the college's trustees to go to Great Britain and Ireland in search of donations for the college. According to Davies' diary, their five-week ocean voyage from Philadelphia to London was rough. The ship smelled, they were seasick, and Davies suffered from a toothache. Despite these hardships, they prayed in their cabin for the success of their mission, and their prayers would be answered. During their extended stay in the British Isles, they secured funds, mainly from church collections, to build Nassau Hall, named to honor King William III, Prince of Orange, of the House of Nassau, and the first permanent structure on the new campus that would house the entire college for half a century, and found a charitable fund for the education of pious and indigent youth for the gospel ministry. This fund may have had special meaning to Davies, since he had been the recipient of a similar gift to help him complete his ministerial studies. In 1759, Princeton once again looked to Samuel Davies for his help, this time to fill the vacancy left by the Reverend Jonathan Edwards. He twice refused, preferring to remain in Virginia, where he had labored so long and usefully. Upon a third overture by the trustees of the college, Davies was told by the Synod of New York that it would be best for him to accept the post, and so the Evangelist of Virginia became the fourth president of Princeton. Davies was a popular president, but his tenure was brief. In his 18 months there, he raised the standards for admission and the bachelor's degree, instituted monthly orations by members of the senior class, composed odes to peace and to science which were sung at commencement, and drew up a catalog of the 1,281 volumes in the college library. Davies left his mark as a scholar and a patriot on his students. Members of the class of 1760, whom he taught as seniors, were to go on to serve their country, a member of the Continental Congress, a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, and a signer of the Declaration of Independence. At Princeton, he was loved and respected. As one trustee wrote another, "There never was a college happier in a president. You can hardly conceive what prodigious uncommon gifts the God of heaven has bestowed on that man." After being bled for a cold, Davies died of complications of pneumonia at age 38 on February 4, 1761. He was survived by his beloved wife Jane, his mother Martha, three sons, and two daughters, the oldest only 11. He had led a short but remarkable life in the service of his God.